What is the one thing that most business owners say is their biggest challenge that they ever had to have to work with as a business owner is running a business? Well, getting the next person who has a real interest in buying my product, that's probably the biggest thing that there is that a business owner has to deal with. I guess I've known that since way back when I was selling life insurance. I've learned that it's just as real a problem for most all entrepreneurs as it was for me out there prospecting to sell insurance. But if you build it, that doesn't mean that they're going to come. In other words, you can build that business all you want to, but that doesn't mean that anybody's ever going to walk into your door or call you on the phone or any of the rest of those things. If you build it, they don't necessarily come. Sorry, Field of Dreams. It just ain't so. What is a new small business owner to do, though? I mean, how are you going to find your ideal student for Travel Masters, Morris? Well, here's what we're up to. This is Building a Business, Lessons Learned on the Business of Sales, Short Form. You know, this whole podcast thing is a blast, and I got to tell you, I really do enjoy it, and I hope you do too. My entire objective is to share something with you that you can use in your business that's practical. That means it's something that you can use to help you in your business today. And right now, that's coming from the experience we are having as we work to launch the Travel Masters Learning Community, a membership community for travel agency owners and travel advisors. So, hey, thanks very much for listening and watching. Without you, this wouldn't be any fun at all. So that's what we're doing. Now, how do you find prospective customers? Or in this business, well, I guess that's finding new members, right? Well, we decided to use a slightly adjusted version of the three list system. All right, Morris, so what the hell is the three list system? Well, it's fairly easy, and it can work for any of us starting a membership or for selling whatever product or service that you choose to sell. The entire concept is this. We just need to meet people and have a conversation, and then we can take it from there. Here's how we're using this concept with Travel Masters. Our first list is a list of all the people that we know who are going to accept our call no matter what. It might be relatives or friends or acquaintances or folks that we met somewhere along the way. The key is that these folks will accept your phone call or open your email or your text. Your contacts on your phone and your computer are a great place to start because, well, we assume that somebody on that list is going to answer your phone call or somebody that's going to listen to a voicemail or whatever, but they're going to be in touch with you. So, put all of your contact information for each individual on your new list number one. You may want to call them. You may want to send them an email, or you might want to text them. So you need all that information. Here's the key. Make a commitment to yourself that you're going to reach out to just check in with at least five of those people each week. Now, I don't know if it's five or 10 or three. Whatever's right for you, you decide, but just make a commitment on what you're going to do. That way, you'll be sure that you actually do something with this. The conversation doesn't have to be formal. It doesn't have to be a script that you've memorized or anything. It's just a chance to catch up, a chance to see where you are with a friend, just what's going on in their life, what are they up to. And when you do that, they're going to ask you what you're up to. And at that point, you can share your elevator talk. You can begin to have that business conversation. If they want to go on and talk business, great. If not, you've at least made a positive connection with a friend, and they know that you're a travel advisor. Now, your second list is a list of all the people that you do not know, but you'd like to. Okay? What? What? How? Here's the deal. You know who your ideal client is, right? Who in that pool of ideal clients do you know that you'd like to meet, but for whatever reason, you haven't been introduced to them yet. Those are the people on this list. On this list, put down the one or two names of people that you'd think probably do know your target individual and ask them for an introduction. They may really not even be the person that knows the person you want to be introduced to, but they might be able to introduce you to someone who does know that person. It's expanding your list. It's expanding your network. It's expanding your community, if you will. But there are people out there that you would love to be able to talk with, but you don't know them yet. And that's what we're trying to do here, is get an introduction to those people. You may not know the principal at the high school. You may not know maybe the principal at the elementary school. But what if you did? If you did, do you think you might be able to get on the agenda for the PTA or for a teacher's meeting or something where you could talk about planning for travel and give them some specific ideas of what they might be able to do when they get ready to plan their next trip? We're always looking to add value, and you've got a lot of value that you can add. Now, list number three is a list of all the people that you're planning travel for right now. These are the people that you need to continue to stay in touch with. You need to send them things to help them get ready for their trip and keep them excited and connected to you and to this great vacation they're going to have. After they travel, you then have the opportunity to ask if they'd liked, if they liked it, how it all turned out. And when they finish gushing about how great you are, you simply ask. You know, Charlotte, you probably know four or five families just like yours that might want to have such a great vacation some point in the future. Would you introduce me to two of them on email, please? And then you hush and let them respond. That's it. We're using the concept with Travel Masters, and we know some of the best travel agency owners, and we're connecting with them to connect with their travel advisors. And then we're discussing the benefits of Travel Masters for them and for their advisors. And you know what? It's working. It really is. It's working. So what is your action plan for the three-list system? Well, here's some ideas for you. Number one, create your first list by dumping your contacts from your computer and your phone. Decide how many of those people you're going to commit to talking to each week. Is it 3 or 5 or 10? Then know your elevator talk. Know what you're going to say when they say, "So, Morris, what have you been up to?" Or, "Morris, what are you doing nowadays?" You need to be able to know what you're going to say and say it. Then you just make the calls. Just do it. Just do it. It's the Nike thing again, right? Just do it. The results will happen. Not everybody that you talk to is going to want to discuss travel. Not everybody necessarily is going to talk with you, but in those cases where you do get a chance to have a conversation, you're making a positive connection. And that is always a worthwhile thing to do. Number two, create your target list of the people that you want to meet. Who's on your LinkedIn or Facebook or Instagram that they're your ideal client, but you don't really know them yet? Who do you know in your circle, but you haven't really been introduced to yet? Those are the list of people that you'd like to meet, right? So your objective is to meet them, learn about them, and let them know what you do. So make a commitment to yourself to find those people and contact at least two folks who will be able to help you meet the people that you want to meet, right? You know somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody who knows the person you want to meet. You just got to let people know that you want to meet them. And you'd be surprised how suddenly things come into play. It's the what was it, 6 degrees of freedom of Kevin Bacon or something like that. But that's what it boils down to. You're within 3 to 6 people of meeting whoever you want to meet. Just give it a try. Number three, stay in touch with the people you have in the process right now. That's really important. And it's really that simple, right? The process is helping us grow our new business, and it's helped me grow every business I've ever been involved with. It's just an idea for you to try. So for now, I'm wishing you the very best. And remember, you get lucky when you put your head down, you go to work doing the things that you know you need to do, if you like to do them or not. Just be proud. Be proud of what you do and help people learn who you are and what you can do to add value to their life and their business and their travel. Next week, same time, same place, The Business of Sales, short form, Building a Business, Lessons Learned. Have a great week. I'm Morris Sims.